Why don't you just get like a shampoo bottle or something? Take the lid off it, bang that.
What?
What a fucking slag.
Right,
she might be a fan of this podcast, Shay.
Yeah, she can suck a mudder.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to episode 72. Am I right?
72, yeah.
Yeah, 72.
Of the Pinch About podcast. We're back.
We're still in isolation. Still? Well, not isolation, lockdown.
Lockdown.
I'm very aggressive. I feel very aggressive because my laptop has taken about half an hour to turn on.
Kieran is sitting there shaking.
And Jamie's giving me the aggiest look in the whole world with his balls hat on. I'm about to rip that hat off.
Kieran is what you would call ag right now.
Well, Jamie, I go to turn my laptop on after I haven't used it in a week because obviously just sitting in my cupboard waiting, I'd only use this for the recordings really. And it decides it wants to do a massive fucking software update, doesn't it? Right before we're about to record.
Well, that's just typical. That's what happens. These things happen.
Yep. So that pissed me off. And then you're telling me I have to download a screen recorder, isn't it? So that was
no one told that. You anything.
No one said that.
That was it.
You're just making stuff up now.
I nearly switched. That was it. I nearly
went
offline.
You're making stuff up now.
Kieran's like in a sense of delirium because he's so fucking aggy that he's making up arguments that haven't even happened.
As much as Jamie did last night on NBA, Aaron, innit? When he said he weren't going to pass you anymore.
Well, that was Saturday night. That was Friday night.
Zombies, isn't it? And zombies as well.
Yeah, and zombies as well.
But I think we should begin with. Just a quick question. Jamie, how is dry January going?
What do you mean?
How is dry January going?
You said you
were going to
do dry January, didn't you, last week?
Yeah, I had a couple of drinks.
Well, that's not really gone well, has it, Jay?
Well, that's, Jamie, is not dry January, is it?
Yeah, but compared to at Christmas where I was drinking like every second day, I've had one... couple of drinks on one weekend, that's it.
One couple of drinks. Yeah. One couple of drinks.
Yeah.
That's disgusting behaviour.
What else can you do when you're locked down, fucking looking at four walls?
Sleep.
Don't know, start a new hobby maybe. Get better at NBA, start learning how to dunk, start learning how to defend.
Kieran, let's not talk about me on NBA. Yesterday I had a fucking brilliant day. You know I did.
Mate.
I was smashing it out of the park.
And that was it.
I carried us. We nearly won because of me.
Oh, all right then, RJ. What about me scoring the 3 points?
Oh,
was it?
Kieran, yeah, I scored 27 points in that game.
I scored 25. So
yeah, it was a lot easier to get more points when you're shooting threes, mate. We worked good as a team yesterday. Don't take it away from me.
Anyway, the listeners don't want to listen to us talk about NBA, I'm sure.
So stop bringing it up.
I'm sure they want to listen to... Well, I just wanted to tell you how much better I am than you, innit? I'm sure they want to listen to other stuff. How are you guys, then? How you been this week?
Bored, Kieran.
Why have you been bored?
Because we're in lockdown, Kieran.
Yeah, but I mean... Other than that, obviously...
There's nothing to do, Kieran.
So, how's lockdown with mum and dad going? Any more dramas?
They get worse by the day, Joe. They honestly do. I got called a piece of crap yesterday from mum.
Well, when I speak to mum and dad, they tell me that you don't even come down the stairs.
Yeah, because if I do, they just take the piss out of me.
What would they say?
Yesterday, I got called a piece of crap. Because I played Xbox with you guys too late and then went to work the next morning.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Got called a piece of crap for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Charlotte said you were a piece of shit for that as well.
Yeah, well, you know. How about...
Why is Charlotte getting involved
in
this? Yeah,
tell Charlotte suck her mother.
What about you, Jamie? How's the fox?
Fox taking the full on piss out of my life this week. Absolute taking the piss. He, I told you the other night, didn't I? He was walking on my fence like it was a tightrope, looking dead eye in my dog in the eyes.
It's because he thinks you're the same size as him. That's why, Jamie. He's just showing dominance.
Yeah, wait until I go out there and choke slam it.
You're gonna go out what? Choke slam a feral
yeah,
fox?
Yeah, I'll fight it to the death. I'll kill its pups.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, now I'll kill its pups.
So, Jamie's just admitted that he's going to massacre a family of foxes.
No, I'm not that way inclined. But if I was, it would be dead. What about you, Kieran? How's your busy week been?
My week's been really busy. I've been doing some busy stuff.
What are you doing?
Just some busy stuff, you know.
What are you doing?
A whole lot of sitting on his cheeks.
I actually went back to work for the first time this week since Christmas. And then I did a lot of my electrician's course as well, so that's coming along nicely. So, yeah, I've been busy, actually. It's a shape of fucking mouths, isn't it?
Other than that, what have you been doing?
What do you mean, other than that? What have you been doing other than that, other than working, Aaron? You've been doing nothing.
I told you, I've been doing nothing. I'm bored.
Grinding NBA is what you've been doing.
I've never said I'm busy, innit?
Oh, fair enough. All I'm hoping for now is that we start getting it's started to hit us already. We know people that are getting the vaccine now.
Yeah, Charlotte's grandparents.
So I'm just hoping that it starts rolling out. Yeah, we hope that it starts rolling out soon and we can start getting it ourselves so we can actually do stuff again, get our lives back.
I had a comment come back to me about when we were slagging off the anti-vaxxers last week from someone that I know that listens to the show. I just want to reiterate that if you are against a vaccine, you're a dickhead. And that is the end of it. That is, I'm not going to sugarcoat it or anything. I think if you're against the vaccine, you're just fighting against something that you don't need to fight against. If you're that scared that it's going to turn you into a fucking alien or something, then go and get some therapy.
It won't.
Are saying it's government, it's all government tracing and all that, don't they?
I was like, crap, it's government tracing. I did nothing.
Jeremy Corbyn's brother's been arrested again in London for government tracing, saying it's all government tracing.
The people that are tracing us is the Alexas and the Siris and all that. That's the people
that's
that are listening
to us. Yeah,
that's
what I was about to say. Alexa, as soon as you say something in front of Alexa, you look on your phone and it's like, would you like to buy this?
Bezos knows more about you than fucking Boris Johnson does, I tell you that.
Yeah.
If Boris Johnson wants to track me, go for it, man, because like, all I do is sit at home all day, so what do they want?
Well, a lot of people are calling for his head now, aren't they? They want him to go because he's fucked up with the schools and all that kind of stuff. And
what's happened with the schools?
Well, they went back for that one day, didn't they? And that's apparently caused a massive surge in a lot of the schools actually have got it now.
Oh, really?
Because it's this newer strain is getting younger kids. Because I know the older strain didn't. It was all older adults, wasn't it? This newer strain's mutated and attacking younger kids now. So.
Well, all the cunts that ignored the Christmas Day ban as well, we're seeing the results of that now because it's 2 or 3 weeks after now. We're starting to see them results.
Yeah, of course we are. It's going to be a tough time for a while, but hopefully, as I said, hopefully we're going to get the vaccine.
Anyway, let's move away from COVID. I'm sure people hear enough about COVID every day.
Yeah, I'm sure people heard enough.
Do you remember a while ago I told you about a bodybuilder that was due to marry a sex doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see this.
He cheated on
her. He's cheated on her with... Have you seen what it is?
No.
I'll get a picture. I'll send you the picture. It's a... I don't even know what it is. It's like a rigid... It looks like he's found some like part of piping and he's just sticking his dick in it.
So like a fleshlight?
No, it's not even that. Do you know what it reminds me of? Do you know when we were kids and we had goldfish... And it'd be something that you'd put in the goldfish bowl, like a little thing for it to swim in and out of. That's what it looks like.
He's having sex with his tube. That's not exactly cheating, though, is it?
Why don't you just get, like, a shampoo bottle or something? Take the lid off it, bang that.
What?
Kieran,
I don't know.
Kieran's letting us in on his secrets of the bath.
Yeah, of the bath.
Kieran's cutting tops off. Kieran's cutting the top off.
Why do you take so long in the shower?
Kieran's cutting the top off a fucking Tresemme
bottle. When Aaron walks in, all the shampoo bottles have got their heads on. And Aaron's like, what is going on here, boy?
No wonder you take so long in the shower.
Yeah, and you don't be using that coconut shampoo anymore, Aaron. That's all I'm saying.
That ain't coconut. That ain't coconut. That's a nut, but it's not coconut.
It's not even coconut, is it?
Yeah, that's Kieran's special nut, isn't it?
That's diabolical.
Kieran's special brew.
That is disgraceful behaviour.
Are you gonna get? How long does this take? I bet I can Google this, right, Jamie. What are you doing?
Have a look at it.
Jamie's updating his fucking marital status on Facebook, isn't it?
What is that?
He'd be fucking that. That's what he's cheated on. His basically the sex doll was gone to get repaired because he broke it.
He's broke the doll.
Who is this man? Isn't it?
Like, look at the, there's a video underneath. You can see it in that screenshot.
Yeah, but what is that? That looks like the bottom end of a Dalek or something, bruv.
Told ya. Doesn't it look like something you'd put in like a goldfish bowl?
I don't even know what that is. That scares me anyway. What the hell?
No,
that
doesn't look like anything, Jay. That looks like some scaly bloody.
He's homemade that, isn't it? He's fit that size perfect. Yeah, he 100% has, man.
That is absolutely...
Why don't you buy a fleshlight? Why has that not happened?
I don't know.
He's building stuff to put around his penis. That's how you know men are disgusting.
Well, he's become desperate because his wife is in the sex doll hospital getting fixed. So he said that he needed something to tide him over.
Imagine your job. You have to fix sex dolls.
Question how dirty that is.
Can you imagine?
Question the amount of like semen.
People will be shitting on them, pissing on them. Yeah.
Can you imagine when they come back everywhere. And there's like it's got bite marks all over it, and the guy's been biting it while he's been going at it,
pulling the hair out and everything.
That wouldn't be the worst thing, Jake. Man,
stabbing it.
People will be dressing that up,
stabbing it.
Yeah, 100%.
Slitting the throat, cutting the eyes out.
Oh,
Aaron's been watching. What was it we watched, Aaron?
Night Stalker.
Fucking hell. You need to get on that, Kieran.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Realise how depraved the world is.
I'm watching it.
You're watching it?
You're not watching it now?
No, I'm going to watch it later on.
Yeah, I think so. What are you on your phone for? Get off your phone.
No, I've got my Would You Rathers up, innit?
Oh. Go on, then.
Oh, we're doing that.
No, we'll jump into it. We're having a slightly shorter episode than normal, weren't we?
That's right. This one is horror based. So it's like based on horror movies and stuff.
Right.
So, like, obviously, would you rather this or would you rather that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing the classic Would You Rather. Would you rather wake up and see a clown hovering over your bed? Or would you rather see Pennywise standing at the end of the street with a balloon?
A clown over my bed.
What, every night?
Yeah.
If I had to see one of them two every night.
Pennywise, you see him out and about, and then you don't know what's going to happen.
Pennywise is like
Aaron,
an omen.
Aaron, if you watched it, you don't want Pennywise, bruv.
Pennywise is going to fuck
your life up.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I said Pennywise is like an omen. If you see him on the street, he's gonna kill you later on, isn't it? But a clown, if he's hovering over your bed, I can right hook the bitch and then put in a chokehold.
Who are you right hooking, Aaron? I've walked in on you being asleep, and you're not even on this planet.
I can right hook the bitch, and plus I deal with sleep paralysis, innit? I'm used to stuff hovering over me.
Oh,
it's a normal occurrence.
Yeah, but if it's a physical clown, Aaron, if it's a physical clown,
I'm knocking the bitch out, Jay.
But you're telling me you're going to beat up a levitating clown?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I put that bitch in a chokehold, innit?
I would rather Pennywise being at the end of the road because I don't want to be dealing with things at night. I've got enough shit going on.
Have you got enough? you're on the way to work, Jamie, and you just pull up and then you stand at the end of the thing with the balloon in it.
I'll just nod to him and be like, alright, mate.
But then, you know, like in the movie, he starts doing all that crazy shit where he starts taking over.
Becomes like a spider.
How you doing with that work?
I'll just put me in a home. Put me in a padded room. because that's where I end up.
Yeah, and then he'll be in there with you.
Yeah, he'll be in there
yeah,
with
and
you.
And then eventually I'll just break my own neck.
How no, is that it?
That's not how life works.
I'll somersault onto my face.
Look, could you imagine having that clown above your head, Jay, every night, yeah? And then Charlotte would not be able to sleep ever in it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I would have that. I've already got my night hag and stuff like that anyway.
The fox.
You got the fox.
Rocco.
There's too much going on. I can't be dealing with another thing in my bedroom.
Yeah. Have you seen the night hag in your house
no.
yet? Well, maybe it's just your old flat, Jay.
It could be.
Maybe.
All right, then. Next one, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you rather be trapped in a house with a murderer, but you can't hear anything, or would you rather be trapped in a house with a murderer, but you can't see anything?
I can't hear anything.
Why?
My hearing's terrible, so I need to see the Donny, innit?
Is he a Donny, is he?
Yeah, I need to see the Donny, innit? I'll just back myself up against the wall, grab a weapon, and then wait for the bitch to come at me, innit? And whoever wins, innit? It's like, do you know what I mean?
It's a survival of the fittest, innit?
Yeah,
like,
fight,
Hunger
fight
Games.
To the death, yeah, fight to the death, innit?
What about you, Jenny? We've got to remember, Jamie, in this scenario as well, you're short-legged.
what a fucking effect would that have, you cunt?
Just got to remember, Jamie.
You're short-legged.
I think I'd probably go for not being able to hear.
Yeah. I think that's the most logical one. As Aaron says, you would back yourself into a corner with a knife or whatever, and then you would just like go to town. And
fight to the death.
Well, do you know how that meme that you see of Ralph going through the window? That's me. I'll just go out the window that way.
No, you don't turn your back, mate.
You said trapped in the house. You don't necessarily have to be in the same room. I'll go in the bathroom and lob myself out the window.
Yeah, but you know that he's going to find you, mate. That's the whole point. He's a murderer. He's hunting you down. He's not just letting you chill in the house, is he?
You're going to lob yourself out the window, yeah?
Yeah.
He's going to hear it.
Yeah.
By the time
but you
get
can't
up
hear
the
him
damage,
coming, isn't it?
Yeah, by the time you get up from damage, he stabbed you in the
I've
face,
seen
bruv.
You clumber around, Jamie. You're not exactly fucking sprightly, mate. You're not
if
exactly
I'm scared, I'm out of there, mate. I'm out of there. I'll get a +5 on my fucking speed levels and I'll go, bruv.
What are you going to do? Tuck and roll
plus
at the window?
+5 on your speed levels.
what are you going to do? Tuck and roll at the window?
No, I'm going head first, Aaron. Head fucking first
you're
out.
You're
going to
die,
well, if I die, I die. Let it happen.
I fight to the death, Kieran, innit? I ain't a pussy. I ain't running.
Yeah, exactly. You just back yourself in the corner. You get a couple of things in the way if you can in front of the door. Gives you a little bit of time to get...
Aaron, you're the first person to die in every horror movie, and that's what happens. They get brave. They fall over a couple of times.
Aaron be
bare
asleep, man. Aaron, there we go, walking past. Aaron be bare napping on the floor.
I can't be asked this, man. Just stab me, innit?
Aaron be like, is this before 12 o'clock in the afternoon? Nah, they can't... Nah, they ain't dealing
with
this.
Can't be having this, innit? Someone take me home, innit? Alright, next one, Kira.
Alright, next one, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you rather be violently hunted, like in The Purge?
Yeah.
So, all crime is legal for 24 hours. Or would you rather wake up in a zombie apocalypse, but you be the only one left alive?
In The Purge, will you guys still be alive?
Yeah, like there's other people around.
I would go for the Purge situation.
How have I woke up in a zombie apocalypse and no one else is alive?
Because you come out of a coma, just like Rick.
You come out of a coma, innit? You're like Rick
and
in hospital.
Dead,
one's dead,
and
but
I'm
yeah.
just sitting in
well,
a coma in hospital.
You know what I mean?
Untouched.
Like, you might be able to find some people years later on, like on an island or whatever, but for the immediate future, you're by yourself fighting off hordes of zombies, innit?
Yeah, I'll take my chance against Purge.
I think the Purge... I think
why?
If we clambered together, I think we'd do alright in the Purge. If we get Dad in full He-Man mode...
We're going to fight to the death, innit, aren't it, pussy?
Moving on to the next one. Coming off that a little bit. In the Purge, would you rather be the person that is running... Or would you be first out there? So they were like, all crime is legal for 24 hours. Would you be stocking up all year on weapons and stuff ready to go out hunting? Or would you be the one that's like hunted but retaliates?
I'd rob a bank, I think, or something like that.
Have you watched the Purge TV show?
You'd be robbing a bank, yeah, and people be out fucking you up. No, I haven't seen the Purge TV show.
I think
I'd be trying to get money. I don't really want to kill people. I'm not really bothered about that.
If it's hunt or be hunted, I'd rather hunt. There's plenty of people that I'd kill. I wouldn't give a fuck about.
I'm not an angry person. Do you know what I mean? So I don't really need to kill anyone. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, that means you'll be dead, Aaron.
No, that means like, I'll be smart about
it's
it.
It's hunt or be hunted. Is that what you're going for, Kieran? Hunt or be hunted?
Yeah. So like, would you be sitting there waiting for the purge to come around so you can go out and fucking fuck some people up, or would you be the one that's like, I'm getting hunted, so I have to retaliate?
I'd be getting hunted, so I'd have to retaliate. There's no one that... There's people that I would, like, kill if I had to. But there's no one that I'd actively think, oh, I need to kill them.
I've got no enemies, so...
For me, I think it would just be...
Reactionary.
Especially in the areas that we live at times, it's you have to be proactive.
Yeah.
Because you know, Aaron...
I'll sit out.
You know that you're getting taken out, innit? Maybe mum will come in for you, innit? Maybe mum finish you off, innit?
She'll take you down. Mum always tells me I'm her favourite.
Yeah, she told me the other day when we weren't walking the other day, she don't like you, innit?
It's accurate, it's fine.
She did, and she was like, I know, Aaron. She was like, little bitch. That's all I could say, innit? And I was like, what? That's a bit harsh, mum. And she was like, yeah, he's just a little white bitch, innit? And I was like, mum, there's no need to bring his race in. Yeah, she started going on the mad one, innit? And I couldn't believe it.
She called you a cock-eyed little fanny white, bruv.
Oh, shit.
Mum would never use that word, Aaron.
What, fanny? No,
she wouldn't. Yeah. She would use white little bitch, though. So, calm down.
She said, your eye is so wonky, yeah, you look like a roundabout geese. Next one, go on.
Right. Would you rather watch your best friend be tortured, so say, like, us be tortured, it's the other two, so you think of the other two being tortured, in a jigsaw-type scenario,
yeah,
like, trap, or would you rather... cut off your own arm or leg to save us in the jigsaw type trap?
I would cut off my arm.
I'd cut off my left arm.
Or
you cut off the whole arm?
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck.
What do you mean you wouldn't give a fuck, Jay?
If it saves one of you,
Imagine how much of a princess Jamie would be for the rest of his life, innit? He'd be like, I cut my arm off.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, do you know how kings used to get carried around by four men on a... That's how I want you to treat me for the rest of my life.
You want like a box-built view, like the fucking Pope, yeah, innit?
For saving your lives.
I'd want to cut off your wages
every month for the rest of your lives.
Cut off my wages? Why are you getting
Because I saved your life.
I would never work again, wouldn't you? You would never work again, would you?
No.
You get free stuff. You're a hero. Basically, the start of my ascension to being a god.
Oh, well, that all starts there, does it, Aaron?
Yeah.
His ascension to be a god.
So much shit.
I can imagine Aaron be full part of a cult.
They will replace my arm with some like robot arm in it, and I'll be so good, man. I'll be laughing, innit? I'll be a god.
You'll be the fucking Winter Soldier. That's what you'd be, Aaron.
Yeah, a god. Who's going to stop me if I'm a Winter Soldier? Your bitch ass ain't with your small legs, innit?
No, because I saved you,
Aaron. It's true, Jay. It's true, innit?
You should get both of those legs chopped off, man, and it start again. Get some taller ones.
This cunt.
Right, next one. Would you rather, you know, have you guys watched Hereditary?
Yeah.
No.
Well, basically, it's about a cult, Aaron, isn't it? Right. And they are trying to get this demon to get inside people so they can sacrifice and stuff, whatever. Right. Yeah.
Well, it's a pagan god, isn't it?
Would you rather... Yeah? It's a pagan god, but you know what I mean? It's like a demon, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you rather wake up and all your family are possessed by that thing, like the pagan gods or whatever, or demons, or would you rather be the one possessed?
Do I have to live with you if you're still possessed?
Yeah.
I'd rather be the possessed one.
I'll drive to you, Jay, innit? Even if I ain't living with you, I'll drive to your house and possessed, innit? Flipping about in the car, bruv.
Bare, like in half, innit?
Like your head going round like a fucking owl, innit?
You look out, and I'm on top of the car, innit? With my hand inside, just drive steering, innit? And you're like, what is going on? Me and the Corsa, innit? Just bare pulling up.
It's like when Raffy and Dirty Randy were fucking driving the car and they were on the hood, innit?
Yeah.
Can I come back from possession?
Yeah, you can get exercised, innit?
Yeah, that's right then, I'll take the possession.
Yeah, take the possession.
Let someone record it.
What happens if you start killing people when you're possessed?
Then you deal with them consequences. I'd go on the talk show circuit afterwards and tell everyone about my story. Write a couple of books.
You go on the talk show.
Write a couple of books.
How you've just butchered your whole family by being possessed.
And what, you're allowed to walk away from that, aren't you?
Yeah. I'll be like, well, I wasn't of sound mind at the time.
If I kill someone, I'll
start
a cult.
You're 100% going to prison, Jamie.
I'll start a cult.
You'd be the next Charlie Manson, wouldn't it? That'd be it,
Jamie. And I'll become a god.
But it's all about you becoming a god, isn't it, Aaron? That's all you care about.
I think if a demon possesses me, and I've got
You don't even wash, let alone become a god.
Kieran, if a demon possesses me, that is godlike.
Is it now?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure of that, Aaron. I'm not too sure.
Godlike, you know.
Go on in.
What?
Next one.
Oh, this is the last one I've got for you. Would you rather... So, back to zombies. Would you rather be the first one to find out about zombies? So that you are, like... You are basically patient zero, and you're the first one.
Am I infected?
No, but you just find out about them.
Right.
And whatever.
You find out about them, not you don't become one.
No, so you don't become one, but you're dealing with them, innit? From day one, bruv. You are top zombie killer, innit? 101, like, you know how to... No, you know what I mean. Like, you're the first person to come across a zombie and have to deal with it, innit, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather wake up, like, halfway through, like Rick does in the hospital?
I'd rather know from the beginning so I could prepare myself, so I could initiate my plan and fucking sort things out. If I'm like Rick, I'm waking up on the back foot already. I ain't going to know where anyone is. I'm walking around just in a fucking gown.
Aaron would wake up, put it, and then look out the window and be like, nah, 2 to 3 more working days, bruv, and I'll be ready.
I'll be going to work, man. I'll be heading to work, innit?
Why are you heading into work?
Because I think it's normal, innit?
Well, you waking up in a hospital and you get outside and it's all derelict. The whole hospital's fucked up, bruv. Have you seen Walking Dead, Aaron? Everyone is dead in it around the hospital.
I'd rather wake up halfway through, you know.
Why?
Bit more interesting, isn't it?
Well, you got to think, by the time you wake up halfway through, all legions have been formed. Do you know what I mean? Whereas you can be the first one to form a legion.
Yeah, no,
you
but
can
I
be
feel,
like the fucking...
If I kill a zombie,
Jesus
I feel like
geezer,
I just killed someone. I could go to prison.
Aaron, that zombie's running at you, yeah? That zombie's running at you. Full blood everywhere. It's jaw hanging off, whatever. You ain't going to care about what's going on. You're just going to knock that bitch out.
Someone could put me in prison because they might think I've killed someone, Kieran. You got to think about this stuff.
Who?
The police. They've just seen...
You show the police the body, innit, the zombie?
Yeah, they might think I've just mutilated it.
Well, that's true.
Got to think about
yeah, but then
here.
Think.
I'd rather
once
wake up
once the
through.
First zombie's about, Aaron, it's not long until the next one, until the outbreak.
Or would you?
Starts.
Or would you let the first zombie? Would you let the first zombie kill a couple more people in it and take it out?
What?
No. What I would do is I would.
Would you let it spread?
Kill it and just I would disappear straight away. I'd be gone. My plan would have started like the dead body. By the time they found that body, it's full blown outbreak anyway.
Then you'd be in a manhunt, Jay, because people think you just killed someone and mutilated him.
And then the wanted poster will be like short legged
little bitch. Got a red ball in his hat. Isn't
Chicago
it?
Bulls hat.
Yeah.
Every time I wear a different hat, you talk about what happened.
But have you seen this man in it? And it's just someone's drawn an absolute full blown dwarf wearing a hat. And Jamie's like, "What's going on, brother?"
When they put a picture of you up, Kieran, and they're just like, "Is he looking at the window or the wall?" No one knows.
To the window.
To the wall.
I take it that upset you, did it, Jay?
I've never been upset in my life, Kieran.
You've never been upset in your life. Did you see yourself yesterday, Jay? You threw a controller because you couldn't connect to the Xbox.
That's two different things, isn't it?
That's emotional.
Tomato,
Jay.
Tomatoes, Aaron.
You're an emotional wreck.
What would you do in that situation, Kieran?
I think I would want to be the first one because, as you said, I would want to have time to prep myself. But I would be cautious, like Aaron said.
No, I'd rather wake up halfway through.
But then if you do wake up halfway through, I think it'd be easier, innit? You wouldn't have to deal with, like, having all, like, the law, like, you're having to tell people it's
all
real.
Yeah, but if you wake up in the L&D, say, no lights on, just bare zombies running around. You ain't got a clue what's going on. You don't know where we are, where any of the things that you've had planned, where they are.
Everyone else before that day, Jamie, is dead to me, isn't it?
You wouldn't think about that. You'd think about survival, wouldn't you?
Everyone is dead to me, Jamie.
You'd go on full in survival mode, wouldn't you?
I would no longer be called Kieran, innit? I'd just be called the assassin.
You'd be wearing paper gown.
You turn around, Jamie, and I look like fucking Altair off Assassin's Creed is what I look like, innit?
He don't know what Altair is. Kieran be going around calling himself Ezio, innit?
Yeah.
Putting on an Italian accent, innit? My name's Ezio Tatole di Firenze. It's like Kieran Oates here, innit? But it was Ezio. Mamma mia, I don't like
that. I think the first thing you'd initially do is immediately go to the house innit, and see what's crack-a-lacking.
You wake up hospital, yeah? Half through the apocalypse. You go in survival mode, innit? I think you've got a better chance of going in survival mode.
Would you say if you guys all come together and I was the only one left, but you didn't know where I was, would you leave me a note saying we're going to go here?
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, and that's why you die, bruv.
Lone wolf, innit? I told you, everyone's dead from day one. See you later.
You'd be dead within hours, Kieran, of the apocalypse starting.
Wait, so you're saying you're going to survive by yourself, innit?
Jamie, if you turn up at the house trying to get round mum and dad up, to go on a zombie hunt, that ain't going to happen, Jamie. You may as well give up.
Oh, no. I would have used that. Buttoned up, ready to go, mate.
Buttoned up.
I would.
Mum would be taking the hair straighteners with her, innit? She'd be like, I can't, Jamie. I can't go without the hair straighteners.
I'd be telling her. I would just. Do you know what I would do? Do you know what I would do with Mum and Dad? The best thing to do is just chloroform them and put them in the back of the van.
Yeah, to be fair, I think that would
be the easiest situation to get them out of the house. Man. Otherwise, you'd be getting Mum. Do you know the whole Hall of Fame she's got going on in the hallway?
Yeah, that'll be
all of them pictures would be piled in the car. You wouldn't have no room for food because she's got that many pictures of everyone.
Yeah, I would.
And she'd be on Facebook as well in the back of the car, going, "Oh, it's getting bad, isn't it? It's getting real bad. This is. Didn't think it'd get like this."
Oh, bloody hell, Julie just ate bloody Lassage's face off. That's what it meant, wasn't it?
I think Julie's on Facebook Live eating someone. Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, Jesus, hello, Julie. You all right? How's the kids, Julie? Is it all right there? I would go to the house after the hospital, go to the house, see if anyone's there. If no one's there, I'd go to the gas stations, take as much fuel as possible.
That would have been, if you've woke up halfway through, like 3 months into the apocalypse, all them petrol stations be empty, Aaron.
Yeah, but Jamie, you try, wouldn't you? You need to get something. You need to get some food, something.
The best place to go would go to the airport, because all the refueling stations and everything's there. People won't think to go there.
I think there's just a lot of places you can just sit out and relax in it. We'll have a better chance in the UK, because like, America's just full of people in it. Whereas here, like, it's not that bad.
Because we don't live in a main city, we could get out into the countryside quite quickly. And the countryside's the safest place to be.
Where would you go to find shelter?
What, initially?
You go right on the coast. You go right towards the sea.
Yeah, go to like Cornwall, somewhere like that.
You don't go inland. There's just more chance. You have to fight your way out then. Do you know what I mean? You go towards the coast, you get as far away, you get yourself a little rubber-ding rapids, and off you go, innit? Off into the sunset.
If you find like a house on the beach, like a beachside house or something, and then you could go out and get food, figure out a way to fish, meet some random guy called Jeff, teach you how to fish for 2 months before you kill him.
Why are you killing him?
Because he's going to turn weird after a while and try and rape your wife or something.
Yeah, that's what always happens, man, isn't it?
Oh, so this whole time you have Charlotte.
I don't think you'd be able to deal with it, Jamie, innit? I reckon I'd be alright with that mellow life, living off the land and that, whereas you wouldn't be able to deal with it, man.
I'd be alright after a while, but I'd end up having to go...
You'd run out of booze and that'd be it, innit?
I'd end up having to go on further and further trips to just keep myself entertained.
Jamie would be the crankiest bitch ever, innit?
Yeah. Jamie would be trying to do dry January, innit? And it would last like 1 second, innit? That'd be it. But yeah, that's all my scenarios. That's all them. That's all I had.
There you go.
Well, that's pretty good. Oh, I've got another one though. Have you guys heard about that Dr. Dre had a brain aneurysm?
Yeah. And some guys tried to
rob
his house.
Did you see what they did? Yeah, they tried to rob his house.
Who?
People in America, innit? They've caught like 4 men in his house trying to rob it as he was going into hospital.
The news broke, and then they decided to go burgle his house.
Can you imagine being that type of person that you like? Imagine being with your mates on Xbox or something and being like, Dr. Dre just died, and they're like, should we go rob his house? All right, let's go. Let's go.
He didn't die.
No, he didn't die, but he's just...
Brain aneurysm is bad. Depends how major it was.
Those are people that should get... They should get, like, shot.
Problem is,
do you know what I mean? Get shot in the head.
Like, even with, like, as we were saying about the apocalypse and that, you've always got people that are opportunists like that.
Yeah,
it's true, you do.
And you've got to watch people, because people will take the full on piss. You'll think they're alright. Next thing you know, you're tied up, chloroformed.
There's a lot of tying up and chloroform going on, isn't there, Jay?
Well, I'm just letting you know.
Jamie's got like, a little bit of a kinkiness, isn't he, Jay?
Just watching that Richard Ramirez thing has fucked me up this week.
Yeah, he's a bit. That was a bit mental, innit?
It's made me think about.
I've never.
I'm rewatching Dexter, innit? And I forget how good the beginning seasons of it is.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah, I was debating watching it again.
But when it absolutely falls off a cliff at the end. But
I don't even think I finished watching it.
But you know they're bringing it back for one series.
I thought it was two. They're going to bring it back for two.
No, one series of like 8 episodes or something, just to finish it off, because they feel like there's a story to be told at the end or whatever.
Well, it's probably going to be him getting caught, isn't it?
Hopefully.
It should end like, you know how, what's that? The Fall.
Well, I think...
With the Northern Irish serial killer.
I think The Fall ended, like, it annoyed me.
Yeah, what happens there? I can't remember.
He pretended that he...
He pretended he had amnesia.
Yeah, for them 4 years or something, that he was killing people.
Yeah, he then beat up
the main woman, didn't he? Yeah, I remember that in the room.
And then killed one of the like psycho people, and then killed himself.
Yeah,
that was it.
But he done it so well because like he killed before his amnesia thing, didn't he?
Hmm. Yeah, and
that's what caught him out.
Yeah, he got caught out on an earlier charge.
Yeah,
but the thing is, do you know? Going back to Dexter, do you know the guy he's based off of?
Mm.
He was due to be released, didn't it, last year?
Who's he based off of?
It's like he's like Mexican or Puerto Rican. He's like South American. And he went around and killed all of like the gangsters and stuff like that in the areas. Ooh. And that's
well,
what he
I just
was based
watched this.
On.
I just watched this thing about a guy called something Little. I can't remember what his name is now. Hold on, let me look. Maybe John Little or something.
John Little Penis.
Yeah.
Well known.
Samuel Little, that was it. He got caught only when he was in his 70s and 80s, but he was in and out of prison the whole time. And he has over 60 confirmed killings, but he's confessed to 93, but they can't find the bodies to the others.
What's
but
his
he has
name?
Photographic memory.
What was his killer name?
His name was just Samuel Little. They called him. But he killed all over the United States, so they didn't have a name for him.
Oh,
they
never
didn't
actually
link the cases until
him.
He was... And then basically what happened is he was in and out of prison for the whole time. It's pretty mad. There's a documentary on Now TV about it. But he's in and out of prison the whole time, and he actually gets confound and admits to two killings back in like the 1970s, 80s or something, and gets arrested at the time. But he gets off due to a technicality. And then the rest of the time, he's just moving, darting around from place to place. And whatever. Drifter. And a drifter type thing. And then they catch him in the end for another technicality. And then he actually admits to two killings. And they say, oh, if you come in and talk to us about this other killing, we'll take the death sentence away, because he didn't want to die. And then he was like, okay. And then he just started confessing to about 60, 70 murders. But he's got a photographic memory in it, which he draws the victims. So he's actually like drawn portraits of the victims and remembers what they look like. And that's how they know that it's him, because a lot of the pictures that he drew weren't released to the public. And that. It's mad. Watch it. It's on Now TV. It's absolutely mad how many women he killed. He killed, 60 women.
Fucking
well, at
case.
Least 60 women.
The thing is, it's like the... We touched on it the other night. The police force back in the 80s, the 60s, 70s and 80s, the police force in America were a fucking joke. Like, they were just got let them away with everything.
They were better than the UK police force, though.
Well, the reason why he got away with it so long is they'd none of them talk to each other. So they wouldn't let them interview him, and they wouldn't... Yeah, they wouldn't give each other evidence and this, that, and the other. And they just, like, certain places would be like, no, you can't have him in this place, or you can't be tried in this place because of this. And it was just so stupid. And yeah, he got away with it just because basically the police were just stupid.
I think police work in general has just improved so much in the last 10, 15 years. Because in the 70s, like, even over here with the Yorkshire Ripper, I think we talked about on the podcast. The Yorkshire Ripper got away with absolutely... I think he got brought in like 6 or 7 times before they actually fucking arrested him for it.
No, they ignored certain evidences that was provided to them. They were just really stupid. He could have got caught a long time previously. But, you know, they just...
What didn't help as well was there was a big hoax during that.
Yeah, but you know, have you heard of you guys watched the Dennis Nilsen thing on ITV, haven't you? Have you not watched it, Aaron? You need to watch it.
Yeah, you need to watch that, Aaron.
Dennis Nilsen.
Yeah, it's called Des.
It's about an English serial killer who used to kill men.
The Scottish
stuff.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And it's got David Tennant in it. Well, his autobiography, which wasn't allowed to be released to the press because it's too graphic, has literally just been released today. And he's admitted to way more killings than thing with like proof and stuff. And he said that a BBC actor, who is unnamed, helped him with one of the murders, isn't it?
BBC actor?
Yeah, he was in EastEnders or something.
What era was he again? He was like 80s, wasn't he?
80s, yeah. So like 70s, 80s.
It's probably Ken Barlow, isn't it?
But it's like going on with the police thing, though. It's like, I know Edmund Kemper, the guy that's based on, that helped with the... Because he actually, when you actually watch a documentary about him, there's one on Now TV as well. He actually helped the FBI form ways of capturing serial killers, and he actually helped with the likes of Ted Bundy and stuff. They actually used to go and interview him, like a Mindhunter. You guys watch Mindhunter, didn't you?
Yeah,
he helped with that, but he helped way more than they actually said on the TV show. But they actually went to his house two or three times to take guns off him, and he had blood in the boot of his car. He had stuff all wrapped up in the boot of his car. He had the bumper sticker. He was the exact size of the man that was suspected for it, and all this kind of stuff. And they just ignored it. The police, they didn't think it was him.
He was mates with him, wasn't
he? Even though he was 6'9", and the only person they were looking for overly tall. They didn't know how big he was, but they knew that he was overly like big. They knew that he was a big
way
guy,
way above average for that time as well.
Yeah.
It's because
it's like, how do you get how are they that negligent to it? I just don't get it.
It's because he's mates with him, wasn't he? His mates.
Well, yeah, he actually used to drink with them, but but then this rookie police officer was the one that actually pulled him over.
No, he admitted to them.
Yeah, but he pulled him over and was like getting onto his case. So then he admitted to it in the end. He rang up after he killed his mum. He didn't want to do it anymore. So he because all of his anger was towards his mum. That's why he used to kill.
Yeah, and it's very rare for a serial killer to actually get the person they were aiming to get. Like with Ted Bundy, it was all about an ex-girlfriend. He never actually got to that ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, he never actually got to her.
But Ted Bundy did help bring in another killer, didn't he? I can't remember what the killer's name was.
Yeah, the Green River Killer.
Green River Killer, yeah.
That is pretty mad.
But yeah, Ed Kemper is what they based all the initial... He's how they come up with the head injury thing.
Well, he made up the serial killer questionnaire as well. He actually made it. Him and the FBI made it.
Yeah.
Which like determined like if they were frenzy killers, spree killers, this, that, and the other killers. If they were sexually oriented,
and it's
sexually driven towards
the serial killer triad, which is killing children, not killing children, killing animals when they're young, bedwetting, and a head injury. If they've got one of the three,
yeah, then they're like abusive parents,
a domineering mother is part of it as well.
Mm.
So look out for Aaron.
This is when Aaron's like just snaps and it goes off camera and kills the
Aaron's
whole
family. Aaron's just got to reach into his wardrobe and pull it out of a severed head.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
And you're a lover, not a fighter.
The only thing you're loving is your palm, mate.
Yeah. Right there, geez.
He calls it Clarissa.
Look at that grip, Jay. Look at that grip. It's like a claw, mate.
Aaron's at himself so much he'll end up with carpal tunnel.
Is that right, Jay? Yeah, I'm gonna beat you up, Jay. You know that.
When you gonna do
I'm
that?
Gonna
you,
run
you,
over,
you ain't
write
gonna
your car
see
off,
me.
Innit, yeah, and then set a light to your house, innit?
You ain't gonna see me, Aaron.
I'm gonna set a light to your house, innit? Or I'm gonna drop the fox on your head while you're sleeping.
Don't talk to me about the fox. I've had enough of that fucking fox.
Alright then, lads. Anyway, we'll see you. Thank you all guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit of a
mini episode.
No, it's not like a mini episode. It's just a bit more of a
mini episode
that based around a substance, really. It's hard to keep things fresh when it's on FaceTime, isn't it? That's all.
Yeah, it's a bit of a random
because we don't do anything now. There's nothing to talk about, really.
Yeah, there's literally nothing on this earth. Look,
we haven't been out in the weekend.
There's no funny stories to tell.
Only stories Jamie tells of him and Tesco's getting bit angry at everyone. That's it.
Yeah, because apparently he goes. I didn't even tell my Tesco story this week, did I?
There's a lot of rage, isn't there, Jamie?
There's like a Tesco story every week, isn't it? You nearly got run over by here at Tesco's.
Well, we should turn it into a segment. Jamie's Tesco story of the week, isn't it?
I just don't get why you spend so much time in
there. I go there once a week, Kieran.
And you're always beefing.
And you have about four stories.
Yeah, because there's cunts. People are cunts.
It's because people are looking at you and they think you're a small child, isn't it? They're billing you about.
Small child.
Jamie, last time I went to Tesco's, was Thursday, yeah? Do you know what happened? Nothing, Jamie. Because I go into Tesco and I get out of Tesco.
Yeah, exactly. I walk in, walk out, get what I need, go spend.
I was standing there
looking at the eggs, and a woman come and stood directly in front of me looking at the same fucking section. That is the audacity. The audacity of her.
I bet you sat there like just shaking.
I was in disbelief. I was like, not only is it COVID, she's within a meter. She's nearly in my fucking coat, yeah. She's that fucking close to me. She may as well put her arm in my coat.
Did you tell her?
I just tutted at her. Did the typical English thing of tutting at her.
I went, bitch!
If she had the audacity to put her arm in your coat, that would make me laugh.
Yeah, I would have been in prison right now.
Where'd you get this thing from? You're not a hard man, Jay.
No, you took it, Jamie. It
doesn't take a hard man to beat up a woman, Kieran.
Something happens to you, innit? You just stand there like this, look.
I just couldn't believe it. Like, I'm this close to the shelf, yeah? And her with a fucking 6-stone frame comes in and stands in front of me as though I'm not even there looking. I'm looking at the back of her head. I'm looking at her ponytail. What a fucking slag.
Right.
She might be a fan of this podcast, Jay.
Yeah, she can suck a mudder.
Right.
Anyway, on that note, on that Tesco story, we'll end it there. Thank you very much, guys, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Well, what would I do, bro?